I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we're into some intense heat in West Virginia right now, and the prospects of catching fish have changed. No, they haven't necessarily gone down, but you are going to need to transition your tactics if you want to have any success. We'll talk about that coming up in today's reports. The dog days of summer are hot and miserable in the middle of the day, but it's that way for the fish too. So consider what you do when those are good conditions. You look for a shady, cool spot to hang out. Jim Walker is district fisheries biologist for the DNR out of French Creek and says fish do the same thing.
I think they prefer a little cooler temperature, you know, above 80 is getting a little bit too much for them, and it's also that intense sunlight. I mean, they're not quite as light sensitive as a walleye or species like that, but they still will avoid that really intense bright light. So they'll just kind of drop back into a little deeper, cooler water. And I think they feel a little safer down there, too.
So when you go to those deeper hunts, you're going to need to adjust your tactics.
Well, I would stick to those shallow water areas, like I said, in the morning and the evening. But when they drift down deeper, I know a lot of guys, they'll kind of, it's funny to say, but they'll sight fish for them. They'll use their electronics, and they'll be able to see them on their fish finders down deep. And once they locate them, then they can go ahead and drop some deep water bait, you know, some drop shot worms and that kind of thing close to them. And they are actually pretty successful when they can locate those fish and get the bait to them. You know, I think the bass will hit even a little more aggressively down deep because they don't feel quite as, afraid of everything as they are in shallow water.
And current means everything when the weather is hot.
If you can find those original river channels, you know, those bait fish are going to be down there. And if you got bait fish down there, you got your bigger bass down there hanging out, waiting until they get hungry. So just a matter of being out there at the right time when they're ready to feed.
And Walker says a lot of folks are finding success, even when the weather has been extremely hot across West Virginia.
There's been a lot of big fish caught in the month of June. I was just looking at the trophy fish citation program, and you know, a variety of waters. Elk Fork Lakes got a 7-pounder caught. Stonewall's a couple 22-inch fish caught in the month of June. So, you know, don't give up on fishing by any means. There's still fish to be caught out there. You just got to change your tactics a little bit.
So get yourself out to the water's edge and have at it. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.